We are catching back up with Amberly Snyder. Now, if you tuned in for RFD TV's The American, then you know that one of the standout contestants was Amberly. She is a world champion barrel racer in the all-around in the National Little Britches Rodeo Association. That was before tragedy struck in an auto accident that left her paralyzed from the waist down. But Amberly is also a former Utah State FFA president who continues to share her passion for the organization. Let's now meet Amberly Snyder.
I was on my way to Denver for the stock show. As I was going through Sinclair, Wyoming, I was involved in a rollover car accident, was ejected, and broke my back, leaving me paralyzed from the waist down. Rodeo is just, it's my passion. I tell people it's not what I do, it's a part of who I am. Even though going through an accident like this, I mean, getting back to riding was just something that I was going to do. It wasn't if I was going to do it, it was when. And so for me, that's what it's been like, you know, to get on that horse now even means more because it's the place where I get to be like everyone else. I get to leave my wheelchair, the trailer, and my horse becomes my legs. And that's how it's been.
Here is Amberly Snyder sitting next to us. Amberly, this has been kind of a roller coaster ride for you a little bit with all of this, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely been some ups and downs and some hard times and some amazing times. But to be here now is something that I would have never even dreamed about doing at this point in my life. And yet, here I am.
I'm curious, what goes through your mind today after all that you have accomplished since that horrible night?
You know, when I sat there on the side of the road waiting for somebody to come and find me after my accident, I didn't know what my life held. I didn't know how it was going to be from there. I didn't know the challenges I would face or the opportunities that I would have. But I wouldn't take any of that away because all of the things that I've been able to experience since that day have completely changed my life, whether it's for the great or for the amazing part. I mean, there's nothing that I could say that I regret this happened. So for me, I mean, it's been a great ride even since then.
You come from a competitive family. And I'm curious how much that has to do with your can-do attitude. Your dad, as you mentioned, was a Major League Baseball player, almost 10 years, a left fielder for several different franchises. Talk about him and his influence.
So my dad did play in the major leagues for 8.5 years, and that influence has played a role in how much I work hard and how competitive I can be. I mean, the perseverance and dedication you have to have in any professional sport plays a role. So growing up, my dad always told us, you know, you go out and you do your best and you should probably win. So for me, that's how it's been from the beginning. And my mom has been the biggest supporter throughout that as well.
When it came time for you to get back on a horse, it was about 4 months from the accident until the time you got back on. What was that like the very first time?
The very first time that I got on actually was one of the hardest times of my life. Because that very first time that I sat on my horse's back, I realized that this situation was different and that no part of my life would be the same. So from there, I really had to decide that I was going to move forward no matter what.
You were involved very heavily in FFA, as a matter of fact, up until and I think after your accident, right?
Yes. I was serving as Utah State FFA president in 2009, and I got in my rec in January of 2010. So I completed my year in a wheelchair.
FFA is pretty important to the folks at RFD TV. And you had a chance to meet the founder of RFD TV, Patrick Gotch, and told him that you were actually on, I think, an RFD TV float in a parade once upon a time.
I was. The Rose Bowl parade, the year of my accident, actually, I spent in California at the Rose Bowl parade. And I actually, it was kind of a crazy thing because I rode through that parade on the float versus walking. And so it's kind of an interesting symbolism when I look back on it now that I spent even that moment right there sitting down, which it was great either way.
Now, talk to me about what keeps you in the saddle, Amberly. A lot of riding is legs and those kinds of things. You are actually belted in. Talk to me about how that all works.
So I have a seatbelt on my saddle. We cut out of a junkyard car, actually, and strapped it to my saddle. And then I have Velcro straps around my legs. You'll watch my legs still kind of look like they're kicking, but my horse just knows to ignore them. He just pays attention to my voice and my hands. That's how I communicate with him now.
Real quick. What would you say to somebody who's a little bit down on their luck? Because you've been a little bit down on your luck and you haven't let it stop you at all.
I would tell them that, you know what, every day is not easy. And don't expect every day to be easy, but keep going. What is most important is that every single day you get up and get out of bed. If you do that, you're already accomplishing something. And you should really look at those small accomplishments as something that's amazing because at least you're keep going. And every single person should just know that no matter what obstacle they face, they can get up and keep going.
She's an intercollegiate rodeo athlete at Utah State University. She's on her way to becoming a teacher. She's Amber Lee Snyder.
That was rodeo announcer and, of course, RFD TV host Steve Kenyon speaking with Amber Lee about her road to recovery. And Steve was also there in Dallas last weekend at the American when Snyder received this surprise.
You look over here in the arena, the FFA experience. You with the president of the Utah FFA. Talk about what the FFA means to you.
I was turning a state FFA president in Utah, and that was when I got in my car accident, and it was when I gave my retiring address at state convention that I realized that even though I'm in a wheelchair and even though I'm maybe in not the most ideal situation, I have an opportunity to change lives, and you can't trade that for your legs any day.
Speaking about changing lives, would you ride over there and get in line with those FFA members? We've got something special for you this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, in a tribute to what Amber Lee has accomplished today, RFD TV is pleased to announce the Amber Lee Snyder Courage Foundation as a recognition of the courage Amber Lee has shown in accomplishing her dream to race barrels. This award will provide grants to other people who have overcome obstacles in their lives. To launch this fund, RFD TV has donated $100,000 to the FFA to establish the Amber Lee Snyder Courage Fund to inspire other FFA members to achieve their dreams. If you'd like to learn more or contribute, go to rfdtv.com. 100% of all proceeds go to the Amber Lee Snyder Courage Foundation. And right now, presenting the check on behalf of RFD TV is founder Patrick Gotch, and accepting on behalf of the FFA is CEO Dwight Armstrong.
Quite a move by RFD TV. Randy Bernard, the CEO of RFD TV Events, is standing here. And tell me about what just happened here in this arena. That's cool.
It's emotional. I love it. I mean, the American was made for dreams to come true, and you know, we just saw Amber Lee Snyder live her dream, and she's worked really hard for this day. So to me, this is what the American's all about.
You, that young lady's got a real soft spot, I think, in your heart and a lot of our hearts.
I love her. I mean, she's become an inspiration to me, I'll tell you that. You can't be around her without it just being contagious. She's with one of these gals that you just love, and I want to do everything I can to help her, and Patrick Gotch definitely wants it. Everyone here at RFD TV absolutely loves this girl.
$100,000 just went to FFA in Amber Lee's name. Randy Bernard, the CEO of RFD TV Events, talking about the Amber Lee Snyder Courage Foundation to the FFA, and you can go to rfdtv.com. We'll have all that on Facebook, but it's something we would love it. If you feel FFA is a worthwhile program, and it is, you might want to get involved.
For more information on the Amber Lee Snyder Courage Fund, go online to rfdtv.com.